Podtacular episode 20, Map of the Week and Tips. Map of the Week is Waterworks for the week of October 24, 2005.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
All right, guys, welcome back to Podtacular. I am your co-host, Spellcheck.
And this is Fumo Jive, and this is Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast.
And helping you level up and stay there.
Yeah. And this is the Podtacular Tip Show, talking about all kinds of tips to help you get to that high level.
Yeah.
I'm
glad you can make it today.
So we'll start off with a couple of general tips right here. Just jump right into things. And
yeah.
So, like, first off, we got one from Zang. And, by the way, guys, we are going to talk about some of our tips and kind of go back and forth on these things a little more. So we can, you know, because we want this to be an interesting show, too. So we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
But Zang writes in, he says, if you're being sniped but you still have a little bit of shield left, the sniper rifle will only take off the shield. So that's if it's a body shot, that is. So if you only have a small amount of shield left, you can still survive one or two sniper shots. So that's something to keep in mind as well. He also mentions a general tip on people that just respawned. If you hit them right after they appeared, you only do a little damage compared to waiting a little bit and then hit them with all you have. I don't know how true that is, but...
Well, no, it's like, you know, when people spawn, they have that little... that's kind of the effect of when their shield's recharging, you know, that little spinny little thing, you know. They're not going to be hurt if you shoot them right away.
Oh, because, like, the recharge barrier thing blocks them off or something?
Yeah, they're not going to get hurt by it. So you need to wait until actually they're able to be killed before you can actually kill them, because you can whack them in the back. It's not going to kill them. They just spawned.
Hmm.
So you need to wait until they can be able to be hurt before you try to hurt them.
Hmm.
So, now, this map really... I know sometimes people know it... you can shoot the pillars down. It's not the pillars. The
stalactites.
Stalactites. Can't remember what they're called.
Yeah, me too.
You shoot these stalactites down. The rockets. I heard sniper bullets. Just anything you can use, pretty much. Some take more than others, but if you can get it, you can crush a banshee with it, like in air. If you can do it, go for it, man. And it can take a lot of timing. This is definitely something Podtacular TV might want to check out. You know, hey, hint, hint. But this is a really intense thing to do. And it's not really going to benefit you too much, though. It's really, it's kind of like, hey, looky there, you can shoot those down. So that's my 2 cents.
That's cool, though, yeah. Because especially if you can crush a vehicle with that thing, that'd be way cool.
Yeah.
So.
It's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Well, looks like Starforce writes in as well. He says this tip can be used pretty much anywhere, but it's best when entering a room where you have chased an opponent. Throw a plasma grenade, quickly followed by a frag grenade, and the plasma takes his shield down, while the frag grenade creates a smoke screen. After this, your opponent has probably got very little shield, so you can run after him and finish him off with relative ease. So, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it does sound pretty cool, but... You know, a frag BR is almost like a noob combo, the fact that it takes their shield right down.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
I've learned to use that a lot more lately, too, with the frag BR thing, because, you know, frags can, it seems like they can go farther, although you can arc a plasma grenade farther, the frags are really more flexible in how far they can go and where you can predict the road they're going to land.
Yeah, and how they bounce, and...
Yeah.
But... If you play some of those really good gamers, you know, the 50s and 45s that are legit, you know, those really good guys, they use grenades like you would not believe. They're, like, everywhere. So grenades are probably the quickest, easiest way to even get something across a map. I know that on small maps like midship, you can throw them across the map and get lucky and stick occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But Waterworks is a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you're really going to get that across really easy. This might be really... Throwing a grenade might be really good for you if you're trying to sneak into a base. It's not really the sneakiest approach, but there is barrels inside on the top parts of the base that you can push those down in, maybe, and throw some nades in there to help clear out the room before you go and try to take a flag or plant a bomb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, another thing with if you can't, you know, get a grenade across the map, you know, very accurately and stuff, which you may be able to. You may be able to, like, just practice in a custom game and find the right angle and the right thing to aim at and be able to, you know, throw a grenade across that entire map. I don't know if you can get it across there or not, but, you know, you may be able to get it long range anyway and throw it right into their base, get a couple of grenades in there, and maybe kill someone. But, you know, the thing is with that, you have limited grenades and you have to pick up more if you miss. So what you might want to do instead is do something that was on the Not So Common Sense video guide, is get the Wraith, since the Wraith is such a big thing in this map, get the Wraith on your base and find, in a custom game, look at the find the right angle and the right place to sit with your Wraith so that you can shoot a plasma burst out of the Wraith, land it inside their base, and just fire, you know, three or four of those things until you, you know, pretty much take out anybody in the general area inside their base, which is pretty cool because then you can attack their base from your base. So I've seen it done. It looks really neat.
Yeah. But it does take practice, though.
Yeah, it takes practice, but once you get the place, all you have to do is know the exact place to sit with your Wraith and the exact thing to aim at with your, you know, with your gun. And then once you get that down, you can just go to that same exact place and the same aiming every time, and you won't run out of ammo. So you can just keep firing until you know that your base is under attack or something.
And also, you just really gotta keep your eyes and ears peeled, because on big maps like this one, you really don't know where they're going to be coming from. Especially since there's like 18 different entrances to a base. There's you can fly right in, you can sneak around back, you can drive in the front and drive in the other entrance at the front.
Yeah.
You know, there's windows all over the building. Mm-hmm. So it's really a hard place to defend, especially in big team maps. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be tricky. There's four entrances into, well, four basic entrances into this, into the base on Waterworks. There's the front, of course, the back door, the side with the cave where you jump onto the boxes and then jump right up onto their ramp, and then there's the back ramp. And it's a good idea to know which one to go into, and don't go with less than two people unless you know their base is clear. That's really important, guys, because why, you know, this is a big map and it takes teamwork. And if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna succeed, because if they can just camp in the base with a bunch of guys, then you're gonna have to have a bunch of guys in there or a good, you know, splash damage weapon to be able to clear a path to get their flag out or the bomb in there. So, you know which entrance to go into. Know if you're gonna like all go in different ones and meet in the center, or if you're gonna all go one way, and know which one is not guarded so that you can get close as possible before guys start getting taken out.
And please, grab the Wraith. Don't let someone grab that Wraith, please. You know, newbies.
Seriously.
Take the Wraith.
That's a, you know, this is another one where the sniper rifle is extremely valuable, the rockets are very valuable, and the Wraith is very valuable. And of course the other vehicles as well. But see, you, because of how valuable the tools are in this map, you have to know, you have to make sure that everybody is getting getting one of those tools.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that, you know, like, know beforehand or know right when you start where everybody's going to be and where everybody's getting
what. Well, the rockets, you know, spawn over by the green and yellow bases. You don't know where those are at.
Yeah.
And then those are the two bases that are in between the red and blue. Not the neutral area, but, like, the places on either side of the neutral. So... And that,
yeah,
that,
so
the,
make sure somebody
the teleporters
grabs
go over to the neutral sides, or the the teleporter will take you straight to the rocket, pretty much. So.
Yeah. Like, so don't miss those. And another thing is, a lot of times when people start off, they run right for the Jeep, or you know, the what's the Covenant one that's like the Jeep, the you know what I'm talking about, that has the two side seats and the one center seat driver and the turret on the back. I forget. The other one that's like the Jeep that's on Covenant. But, you know, a lot of people run and pile in one of those things and then try to just make a rush for their base.
Yeah.
I think that only works on really low levels, and that's one of those ones that's really a newbie tactic and is just kind of a waste of time, early on at least. Because they're just going to get rockets, they're going to take you out, or they're going to have enough guys in their base already, or they're going to have a Wraith, or there's too many defenses against that. So instead of doing that, you know, get guys to get the Wraith, the Banshee, the rockets, the sniper, and, you know, form a, make sure you take out their rockets and their Wraith before you go in with one of those big mass rushes.
Yeah. And also, this is another one of the maps that does have the blast cores. So,
yeah,
be careful, because you might be able to, you might shoot a brute shot right into one and just destroy yourself. So, word of the wise,
true,
look out for fusion cores.
True. Well, back to some pre-show notes here that we got.
back to our scripted commentary.
Yeah, that's all right. We can jump back and forth. It's all good. It looks like the Two Cheat has sent us in some general sword tips here. First, he's talking about doing the sword cancel trick with someone on your head to be able to get up to high places. But the problem with this is that, you know, only works with an enemy, so you have basically helping you out, which is kind of pointless, and because generally enemies do not want to help you out, because you have to, you get the idea. So that's cool and all, but it only works with an enemy. So. Some other tips he sends in on swords are, if you're in close quarters that receive a lot of traffic, camp with a sword. It's an easy way to rack up a lot of kills. And places like Burial Mounds base or the Beaver Creek bases are really good for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh.
So, it may seem obvious, but if someone is coming at you with the sword intended to lunge, keep backing up while shooting at him. As long as you stay outside the lunge area, you'll kill him easily.
Yes, it's just, it keeps going right to the side, like strafe. Strafe helps.
Definitely. And you can, you know, you can dodge a sword too that way. And you can jump over it as well, I think. But... anyway, never go out into an open area while holding the sword. It's basically saying, hey, I got an awesome weapon, take it from me. So keep it in reserve or you'll be killed like that. Another good thing with the sword is to get into a close-range firefight and then whip out the sword and launch, which is kind of, you know, faking them out, thinking that you don't have a good close-range weapon, and then turn it around and, hey, you do.
Ownage.
Right on. So jumping into some Map of the Week tips here.
Map of the Week! Map of the Week!
Yeah, which we already started off on, but it's cool, you know.
Yeah.
So you want to start off with Nick's thing here?
Nick says, shoot the stalactites, you know, because, like, the ones over the base doors, usually they'll, like, move the Wraith a little bit, and then they'll get out to go get something, like a sniper or something. Oh, you knocked a stalactite and crushed it. Oh.
Ouch.
Oh. He says the race is also awesome on this map, but you need to get in it and watch your radar for guys to splatter. And guys, watch your radar so you don't get splattered, okay?
Yeah, really.
Because you won't be paying attention. And Wraith, keep your eyes open, because this is another map where a lot of people like to pick up the flag, jump through it, pick up the flag, jump through it, pick up the flag, jump through it. You can get across the map really easy, and a Wraith can just totally stop that with one shot.
Definitely.
So Wraiths, pay attention and save your team.
Yep. Wraiths are very important in this map. I'm kind of going to go into a long rant here about some tips that I have that I wrote down. And you know, Spellcheck, feel free to comment on these as I'm going along, so we can get some banter going here.
Yeah. Banter.
Little friendly banter. One thing is to get your sniper to get the Banshee and fly to the topmost ledge of the center structure on the side, basically the top of the map. If he hits headshots, it'll be hard to find him and snipe him back, and that's a really good spot for snipers. It's kind of well known by now, but you know, it's a good thing to get your sniper up there real quick.
Yeah.
But just drop the Banshee off the side. Why bother with keeping the Banshee up there? You're going to get shot eventually. Let somebody else grab the Banshee and use that too, because that can be really useful.
Mm-hmm. There is a little bit. I don't know. It kind of depends, I guess. Never mind. I'm gonna shut up.
No. There's always everywhere you snipe from. Even if it's a good spot, you're gonna get sniped back eventually. So, I don't know. The way I look at it, this is at least far enough away that you can't get BR'd with any accuracy. And rockets, you're gonna see them coming from so far away, you can dodge them. So the only thing they can do is finally find you with a sniper and take you out. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Use your Wraith on CTF games to block the front and back doors with boxes. This may be kind of a newbie tip for you guys, but nonetheless, it helps a lot. Find a quick way to do this by watching a video online. I don't know where, but, you know, look it up somewhere.
I'm sure someone will dig it up and post it.
Probably, yeah. They'll probably post in the comments here. But remember a few things on this. When you're trying to get these boxes out, it can be kind of tricky, but you can, of course, first of all, you can boost your Wraith into a box to make it go flying. But you can also use the wings of your Wraith kind of like hooks and kind of hook out around a box and pull back to be able to drag a box out when it's in a corner. Also, you can shoot a blast into the corner and blow away a box away from the wall so that you can get it outside of the wall. Because, you know, the problem is that you can push, but you can't grab it and pull it. So those are two ways to be able to get them out of a corner when they're stuck in a wall. It's just stack two boxes tight in front of each, the front and the back door, to block that door in, and they have to jump on top and crouch walk to get in there, which makes them very vulnerable to fire while they're walking in. Also, use your Wraith or Jeep turret to cover a flag grab. This is really cool. And the Lactite tip is that when you got guys going for the flag, it works. You know, it works really awesome with the Jeep. Just get the Jeep right in front of the front door and get a guy to go in and grab the flag. If he can get it out into where you can see it from the Jeep, just fire past him with the Jeep turret, and you can cover his back while he's running out. And of course, once he gets out the front door, it's free because you can just, you know, turret him down with the Jeep. It also works with the Wraith, though, because you can shoot past them with the Wraith, and you can cover their exit while they're running out and with the flag to be able to take it back. So, but of course, that leaves you vulnerable to someone shooting down those slack tights when you're doing that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good and a bad thing, but mostly a good thing. Couple more here, and I'll be done with my big old rant. Someone going for rockets right away is more important than someone going for the Jeep right away, and make sure someone does that. I kind of mentioned that earlier, but still, that's important.
Yeah.
Don't miss those rockets, because you can take out, you know, Wraiths and Banshees and, you know, their packs of guys with them and everything. Also, you can blow up a Wraith by getting a Banshee directly over on top of it and firing down. I've done this a bunch of times. This is really useful because, you know, it's hard to take out these Wraiths sometimes. The Banshee turret the Wraith turret doesn't turn straight up. So just watch out for ghosts coming up and trying to fire at you because their fire is just the same as yours. And since you have to kind of get close because of the slow plasma burst on the Banshee, a ghost can fire on you when you do that. So, you know, if it's not being effective because you're about to get killed by a ghost, then just back off and try it again later or something. Also, you can use that Banshee to drop right over the hole on the enemy's base and just exit the Banshee and drop right smack into the base from the top. So that's another entrance into the base. And let's see, keep at least one guy in defense inside the base, guys. I can't tell you how many times this has happened on both Coagulation and Waterworks, the two big maps, and Sidewinder, too, for that matter. Not Sidewinder, the one that replaces Sidewinder. But keep at least one guy on defense. I mean, don't leave the base unguarded, unless, you're on offense on a single flag or single bomb game, because you got to be able to defend. I mean, come on, defense is not just a matter of having a good offense in this game. It's, you know, when it matters how close they are to the base. So keep a guy in there, at least one. And that's it. I'm done with my long rant.
That's his rant. That's all he's got.
On to some other stuff.
All right. Marksman911 says he's utterly intent for Waterworks, and it's hilarious. It's just, yeah, the whole stalactite thing, and it's hard. The stalactite thing's kind of hard. Or you can just, even better, you know, position them all their stuff carefully and drop them. I don't know. It's hard. Stalactite takes some practice. You might go practice that a little bit so you know where they're going to fall, especially when they're hit with the rocket at kind of an angle, because you don't actually know how it's going to affect it a little bit. But he says it'll hopefully crush some guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hilarious when it happens. It really, really is funny.
Yeah. Just go to the next one, too.
Oh, and yeah. Another thing, too, is I think everyone's pretty much noticed. Whenever you're waiting in matchmaking, it says, here's a really good tip for Waterworks. Whenever you're shooting, time your sniper bolts to be going with the crunch on Waterworks. You know that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that takes practice, too, because you don't exactly know when it's going to go off. It'll help, but it's not going to hide your sniper trail, so...
Yeah, that's the thing.
Something to keep in mind, because although you're not going to hear it, they can still see it. If you're going... Wow, there's four little gray lines in the sky. I wonder where they came from.
Exactly. I don't know how good of an idea that is. Well, we got another one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go ahead, since I had my long rant.
Field of Thunder says, you know, think for offensive and defensive strategies, you know. Wraiths are key, and we can't stress this enough, guys. You need to take those wraiths, because they just own anywhere, like on terminal, and if a map has a wraith and it's on there, it's going to just pwn.
Mm.
Seriously, they're unstoppable if you have a rockets. Anyways, he says, when a team has two wraiths, they can do some nasty damage. But there are rockets and snipers on each side of the map, and there are brute shots on the map. So they're easy to take out if you have all the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But some people don't know that in the middle there are ladders. So in the CTF, the base should not be left unguarded because the opponents get injured from top, the ramp, dropping down, the front, and the back.
Yeah, that's a lot of entrances.
This map has base... This map has pretty much every weapon in the game. It is one of the biggest maps, and that's why big team is, you know, you get a party of eight, you're going to come here a lot. But communication is the key, is what he says, and I totally agree with him, man. Because there's guys that are just like, oh, I just got sniped. Why didn't you tell me you had a sniper? I already told you. No, you didn't. You know, you got to keep your team, if you can get a party going, you know, that'll never happen, you know.
Exactly. Get people that are, you know, willing to work together and listen to instruction and, you know, tell people what's going on and things like that, then...
But, see, if you get the party going, then you won't get the D-rankers, you won't get the racists, and you won't get the standbyers.
Exactly.
You know? Well, at least on your side, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can perfect a rush with a ghost or a warthog and rockets and noob and shotgun and banshee riding and, you know, all that stuff, you can own assault. It is seriously not that hard.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, another thing, by the way, is like, he was talking about Banshee Run, that reminds me, is that you can Warthog Surf into the base with this, on this map, if you do the thing where you stand on top of the Warthog instead of, entering it, and you stand on the hood, and a driver, like, drives you up right towards the front of the base, and you jump just at the right time, you can jump over the top of the front wall right into the hole. And it's kind of a good way to surprise them and get into the base, so pretty cool.
Not to mention fun.
Yeah, really. Go fly in there. Okay, so CrissCross22 writes in. He says, when you start the match, if you can, get the sniper and the banshee and fly up to that thing in the middle of the map that pounds down and snipe. And you can snipe from there or higher up, but the spot higher up is harder to hide. It's harder to hide in if the other team's sniper finds you. This is hard to explain without a picture, but you may want to test the best spots in a custom game so that you don't get pwned in matchmaking. And that's kind of what Spellcheck was talking about with that on that corner spot. I was saying is that it may not be a very good spot because you can't really hide if you after you snipe. So that's kind of true. But getting up there in that top area is good if you can find a place to hide after you shoot a bullet.
It's kind of hard to do it, but if you can get it down, go for it. You know? That's what I'm saying. That's how I am with life. If you can get it down, go for it.
Yeah.
G.A. Lewis was nice enough to write into us, and today he writes in that a lot of the game types here are multi-bomb, multi-flag, or whatever assault with two bombs is called. In defense, it's often overlooked. The two or three guys who stay back should be the ones you can rely on, especially on multi-bomb. Okay? Because they just have to get in there once. Okay, and do not forget the shotguns. Shotguns are like, they're not very far away from the base. And he said it surprised him how many people don't even know they are. There's weapons all over the map, and you can't find one. It is kind of hard to know where some things are, especially because a lot of people don't play big team too much. This is really only a big team map. A big team and major clan match, at least. You're not going to play a hardcore here. It's not a Slayer map. It is a objective map. So, it's not very likely that your team's going to own on this map unless they play lots of big team or they play lots of major clan matches. But he says the most downed weapon on the map has to be a sniper. And that's pretty much only because it's so open. There is really no cover anywhere except in the bases. I mean, there's a couple rocks here and there, but there's not really anything.
Yeah, not in the center anyway, yeah. Or in the open area in front of the bases.
So just be sure you get one sniper. There's one sniper on top of your base. Just be sure you have at least one. And, you know, just be wary of those who have them on your team, because if your team's lucky enough to get all three snipers on the map, easy victory. Easy peasy.
Yep.
And he says, don't rush the base until you got all the anti-vehicle weapons, because otherwise, you're asking for some trouble.
Cruising for a bruising.
So.
Aching for a breaking.
Yeah. Asking for some major trouble.
Definitely.
Oh, it says, sword BR combo? Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Matthew Scrugg writes in, and he says that Waterworks is one of those huge maps with a series of paths between any two points on the map. Don't forget this. For instance, instead of going through the center with the flag or the bomb, you may want to try going onto the top of the middle structure and then using the rocky paths up top for a transport. And don't forget the side halls either. They're great places for setting up ambushes and areas of control for your team, and can be turned into speedy arteries for a troop travel and hidden activity. Covert ops.
Yeah. Helsting says, the key to that map at Waterworks is teamwork. And he says, Foo will back him up, because he's a teamwork guy. Which you are. He said, use your headsets and play to your strengths, you know, cooperate. If your goal is to level up, play for your team. You know, don't play for you, play for your team. Yeah. If your goal is to have fun, play for your team. You know, just support your team. There's a lot of guys who are like, dude, you win 18 and 25. What is your malfunction? I was the flag guy. You know? You were negative 25 in total. Like, okay. But I scored twice.
Exactly. It doesn't matter who has the most kills on this. And people get this mixed up all the time, man. It's like,
people get so mad about that. And I'm like, dude, I was the bum.
Yeah,
guy.
Who cares? If you scored, that's what counts, you know? So I think that's actually kind of cool when you're the lowest scoring kill guy, but you're the highest scoring bomb plant or flag plant guy. It's like, that's because I know how to play this game. You know, that's kind of what that says. Is that,
yeah. If you want to go kill people, go play Slayer. Oh, that's right. You suck at Slayer. Oh.
Yeah, sometimes people get in this and they try to turn it into a game of Slayer. And they're like running around on their own, trying to find the power weapons and just trying to shoot people all over the place. And while that does help your team to some extent, if everybody's doing that, it's definitely not going to help your team.
Mm-hmm.
So, on to some Sunburn Halo here, who writes in, by the way, Sunburn, dude, you said, hey, Fuma, send me a friends request. And I actually cleared a spot on my friends list and sent you a friends request, and it just sat there. So, what's up with that, dude? Alright, anyway. Off of that, on to a general tip. This map is about teamwork, so when you have a Warthog driving through part of the map, have a sniper or a Banshee pilot tell you where to go. Like, for example, if there is a Wraith on the far side of the map in the back, you don't know, but you ask your pilot, the Banshee, where to go. He or she tells you where the enemy is, and so, problem solved, and you averted the impending doom of the Wraith bearing down on you. Another thing is, of course, shooting those stalactites, which we already mentioned a few times, so we'll skip that one. When you get the sniper rifle and you have a Banshee near, basically take the Banshee and fly towards the compressor in the middle of the map. Go to where the pump comes down and leave the Banshee by the tip of it. It's wise to drop the Banshee off the edge, of course, so no one can steal it. And then you'll see an opening large enough to hide in. It makes for the best sniping spot. That's cool. I haven't checked that out. Shoot before the pump comes down, and if you didn't kill the enemy, they'll be dazed and confused. Then they'll look around, and as the pump comes back up, shoot them if they aren't already dead. He uses a tip regular. Pretty cool spot.
We got here one here from Painkiller05. He's really active on our forums. He's really cool.
Yeah.
Just that the Banshee is your friend, and he'll usually take it and head for the enemy rockets. And when you get there, they're probably going to shoot you, but do barrel rolls until they have to reload, and then you shoot them until they crap out and die. And then,
that's
then,
pretty
then
cool.
You go, then you steal their rockets, then get back to the Banshee, and then, you know, you can take out a Wraith, circle the Wraith, you know, shoot them. Most Wraith drivers rarely lead their targets, you know. And the ones that can do are easily dodged if you can attack from far enough away, and if the enemy base has a turret, you know, don't be stupid and attack from the front, go in the back where they can, where no one can shoot you back, you know. No one ever does this, but instead of going above the middle structure, go under it for a better surprise. When fighting another Banshee, circle it. Don't go right at it. This gives you a larger chance of survival. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just saying, folks, play smart.
That's a good call. Sometimes it's pretty tough when it's Banshee on Banshee, though, because it seems like the old Halo 2 days where it's whoever gets the first shot wins. Because it's hard to circle strafe these guys because they can just do the same thing to you and they can switch directions really quickly. So I always have a tough time at Banshee on Banshee. But, I mean, I probably come out ahead, you know, more than half the time, but it's pretty close. So I always get pretty torn up when I do. Marksman911, I think he wrote in before, he writes in another one that says he has a really good tip for Waterworks, and yeah, that's the stalactite one again. This keeps popping up. Apparently that's a good tip. So I'll skip right on to another one over here from Iron Muffin is back. He was gone for a while, but he writes in some more tips.
Glad to have you back.
Definitely. He's a cool guy. He says his favorite thing to do for multi-anything is to defend with the Wraith. He takes the Wraith and moves it to the left side of the base. That way he can defend against about 80% of the oncoming assaults. Here's some tips. Number one, learn to shoot inside your cave. This is pretty cool. Like, if your cave is towards your base, on the left side of your base, heading towards the other base, there's a cave right in there. A good Wraith shot can take out a rocket guy or a sniper in the cave before he even realizes what side of the map he's on. I can get a shot all the way to the plasma grenades, he says, with a little precision. So you can shoot, like, way into that cave and take people out as they're trying to sneak up on you. It catches victims by surprise every time. Okay, watch your radar, he says. And if you see no one on the screen physically, focus on your radar. Make sure no one's sneaking up on you to be able to board your Wraith and take you out and stuff. And if they do, of course, jump out of your Wraith, take them out, jump back in your Wraith, keep going, trucking. Of course, keep moving in your Wraith. A sitting Wraith is just rocket fodder, just waiting to get rocketed. And help your team out against snipers on the top of the level. If you're in one and they call out a sniper, you see the bullet trail, focus on him for a second. Again, a good Wraith handle can take out a sniper up there, or at least give a good distraction with one or two shots. And it leaves your team available to move about free.
That's like some of the most things. On any map, that's good information to know. That's not necessarily this map.
Totally, yeah. You know? On COAG, on all kinds of stuff, getting the Wraith to use the Wraith shots to take out snipers.
The 2 cheat has a bunch of stuff. He says, if you have a Banshee in this map, so you use it, right? Very useful for recon and taking out enemies in an open area. You can use the Wraith to your advantage, okay? If you're on offense, and the Wraith is a great way to clear up the opposing base. If you're on defense, watch for anyone trying to come up and give them a nasty surprise. Trying to steal the flag from the opponent isn't easy or fun. You need a quick way out. You know, you can hog the guy back, you know, it's like, right in there. You can hog surf, you can Banshee ride. There's so many ways you can get him out there. But just grab the flag, get out, and drive off. If you have a flag and no vehicle, take a teleporter, you know? Just make sure you have guys ready to help him out or stand and get
rocked. The problem I have with
the
teleporter, though, is like when you take the teleporter with the flag to try to get back to your base, if they surprise you on that bridge, they can always defend that bridge, man. I don't think I've ever been able to get the flag back if I dropped it on that bridge. So
no, it's game over. You have lost that flag.
Pretty much. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
He says, if you're on defense, camp beside the stack of boxes inside the base. There's an easy way to get taken out right there. He says, have a person or two guard the cliff area near the Banshee spawn. This is a very good area to sneak in from. And the big window near the Banshee spawn makes a great sniper point. And also the turret on top of the base is pretty handy against oncoming hog or ghosts. But you're probably going to get taken out by a Wraith. And if you can kill the opponent's Banshee, take a sniper and drive your own Banshee up to a really high spot. Somewhere hard to get to that gives you a great view of the opponent's base. You know, just watch out for that slamming column in the middle of the level. You know, time your shots.
Yeah. You can actually get up to the upper levels of that whole structure up there, too, without a Banshee, if you know what you're doing. There's one of the sides of the map, right where the cave comes out in the middle. You can jump up on the side of that, like on the right side of it, and you can walk up a little bit and jump on top of a section of rocks, and then there's a 45-degree column that goes up towards the top levels over there, and you can actually get up there with a sniper without having to use the Banshee. So that's kind of a good thing to know, too. But anywho. Well, looks like that's a wrap, guys.
Yeah. That's yep. Going to do it for us.
We'll send in all your tips for the future over to podtacular@gmail.com, or, of course, put them in the comments when we ask for tips at podtacular.com, or you can send us a voicemail.
That 206-888-HALO, that's 206-888-4256.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a wrap, guys. We will see you next episode. And keep on frogging.
Bye, everybody.
So, you beat the Halo demo. Not bad, soldier. Not bad at all. But are you ready to take the next step? In the full version of Halo, you'll find additional vehicles like tanks, plasma turrets, and aircraft. Powerful new human and alien weapons. A single-player campaign spanning 10 massive indoor and outdoor environments. And support for intense multiplayer battles with up to 16 of your friends.
Or enemies.
All that wrapped up in an epic sci-fi story that's so freaky! Whoa! It makes me shake just thinking about it. Halo Combat Evolved. Buy one.
Heck, buy two. That's an order, soldier.